Hello, Saints. So today I want to bring a study called Lack of Fear. I'm going to start in Luke 12, verse 5. But I will forewarn you whom ye shall fear. Fear him, which after he hath killed, hath power to cast into hell. Yea, I say unto you, fear him. So I was sitting in McDonald's today, and a group of kids less than 10 years old came in, wearing pajamas, screaming, and playing with each other for 30-plus minutes. While the parents admonished the children for the whole time to sit down, stop moving, be quiet, the kids didn't respect the parents enough to heed the call, neither did the parents act on their threats to escalate the situation, resulting in an uncontrollable mess that was embarrassing to witness. The same lack of fear is seen by most professing children of God, Proverbs 30, verse 20. Such is the way of an adulterous woman. She eateth and wipeth her mouth and saith, I have done no wickedness. We see many men and women act like fleshly children, rebellious against the Lord, when engaging in the street and out in the world. They have no hatred of evil, and can't even articulate the eternal gospel that they're supposedly walking in. This makes sense, as without fear of the Lord, why would men depart from evil? Proverbs 16, verse 6. By mercy and truth iniquity is purged, and by the fear of the Lord men depart from evil. To highlight this idea, a good illustration is, if one is obeying the law, the police drive past, most wave, smile, all is well, and the man who obeys the law is at ease, yet walks carefully as to obey the law. This is a reverential fear of the law of man. On the other hand, if one is assaulting someone, the police will stop, pull out a taser, a club, or even a gun, and neutralize the threat. The man had no fear of the law, and now will suffer the consequences. So what we see in professing Christianity is folks actively breaking the law of God, thinking everything is okay because, well, the police haven't drove past in a long time. Ecclesiastes 8 verse 11. Because sentence against an evil work is not executed speedily, therefore the heart of the sons of men is fully set in them to do evil. Yet the Lord sees all things and will reprove the lawbreaker either in this world or the next. Psalm 50:21. These things hast thou done, and I kept silence. Thou thoughtest that I was altogether such an one as thyself, but I will reprove thee, and set them in order before thine eyes. Luke 12:45-46. But and if that servant say in his heart, my Lord delayeth his coming, and shall begin to beat the men servants and maidens, and to eat and drink and to be drunken, the Lord of that servant will come in a day when he looketh not for him, and at an hour when he is not aware, and will cut him in sunder, and will appoint him his portion with the unbelievers. Fear requires faith, and repentance requires faith and fear. And walking in the light requires fear, faith, and repentance. You can't disconnect fear from a man's walk with God, because the result is 40,000 different flavors of Christianity, Sunday-only religion. Psalm 111, verse 10. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. A good understanding have all they that do his commandments. His praise endureth forever. The Lord requires spirit and truth worship. Anything outside the truth and spirit is breaking the law of God. John 4:24. God is a spirit, and they that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. 1 John 2:21. I have not written unto you because ye know not the truth, but because ye know it, and that no lie is of the truth. Revelation 21:7-8. Ooh, excuse me. He that overcometh shall inherit all things, and I will be his God, and he shall be my son. But the fearful and unbelieving and the abominable, and murderers and whoremongers and sorcerers and idolaters and all liars, shall have their part in the lake which burneth with fire and brimstone, which is the second death. So make sure, neighbor, you're not walking outside of the light, thinking you're obeying the law when you don't actually know the law. Luke 11:35. Take heed, therefore, that the light which is in thee be not darkness. So that was my study of lack of fear. I think that police example is an awesome example. If you're obeying the law, you still have fear of the law. You have fear of breaking the law, but it's almost like you're at a sort of ease going through the world because you know you're not breaking the law. So you can kind of live at peace with the officers, you can live at peace with law enforcement, and all is well. But if you're breaking the law, and the police find you breaking the law, you're going to be held accountable for it. And it's kind of the same way with the law of God. The Lord sees all things, and he sees what the wicked are doing, what the righteous are doing. He's going to judge every man according to his works. But as that verse in, it's a really good verse, Ecclesiastes 8:11 said, because the sentence is not executed speedily, men are fully set to do evil because they don't see a recompense for their error yet. They don't see an immediate judgment. They see God's mercy, but they forsake his mercy and cling to their sin. And they keep doing their sin over and over again because they're not seeing any recompense for it. Yet the Lord is recording all of their works. He's recording all of my works. And they'll have to give an account for it on the day of judgment. It's almost like building up a case against yourself. When the Lord comes, when that police car finally drives by and sees that you're breaking the law, or sees that a man is breaking the law, sees that a woman's breaking the law, there's going to be some recompense for it. It'll just be when, you don't know when that police car is going to drive by, so you always have to be ready. You always have to be walking in the law, walking in the light, making sure you're in the light of God. And so I hope this blessed you today. I hope you have a good rest of your day, night, wherever you are. I hope you fear the Lord in everything you do and walk in the light. And God be praised.